Okay, I'm going to try to figure out how to word this as a question. Helen's aware of my niece and the struggles that she's had. And so today I've had human feelings about an 11-year-old being in excruciating pain. And knowing that on a spiritual level, there's more going on than I can even understand. And I guess what I'm seeking is more information, if you have it, either specifically, well, I would love specific information about this situation, or maybe just general information of all the spiritual reasons for this.
And so we would ask that, did you hear some answer in the tapping? And we would remind you that the question you're really asking is that you would seek to understand at a personality level, at a mind level, of an order that can make it easier for you to experience. And it is, we do hear you when we are here before even tapping starts. And we do hear your request, and we do hear your struggle, and we do admire your contribution by staying focused on possibility instead of going into the fear and into the victim consciousness. And we would remind you that this question, what is the emotion about? This question, it is one that Helen's been asking a very, very long time. And we desire to be careful with it because when you are witnessing someone in pain, especially a child or a loved one, the mother of a child, what could be more painful than witnessing the child that you love and being unable to help? It is very difficult, and it is the intense emotions that actually provokes evolution. It is the intense emotions that is creative. You will notice that when things are going well that you tend to coast, so you hit plateaus, and you will notice that previously on Earth, pain motivation has caused every bit of luxury, and as in the TAPS, when we are talking about, this is the first time that many people on the planet are literally safe and not in survival mode and have a unique amount of choice. That has all been created through the energy of intense emotion and intense experience previously. And even though that is not in any way a reason that one would suffer, there is an agreement at different levels that you would be in a very dense planet exploring all emotions and all possibilities. Even struggling with something that does not seem to have an answer, even experiencing physical pain. And we would remind you that at every moment of every experience and every feeling and every vibration and every thought, that there is a divine order being woven together, that your beautiful niece is not alone in what she is experiencing. And we never intend to direct you to not feel the humanness that is really a part of your experience. You are doing exactly right, holding the human aspect of your being and the spiritual consciousness to explore at a higher level. You are the first wave of actually embodying light, of holding a consciousness where you do not feel victimized by the difficulties that are experienced at this level, in this dimension, in this frequency here on Earth. And we see, although we do not feel it, we see that it is very difficult, and we admire your courage and all that is being created through all the intensity of this planet.
Thank you.
And there is more. We understand that you would like to understand an answer. That is what you are always asking. Is there an answer? Is there a solution when you perceive a problem? And we will remind you to keep doing what you are doing exactly. You keep pulling your energy into love, into non-judgment, into the opposite of victim consciousness. And we understand that you want to know what is the solution. It would be easier to focus if there was a solution. You could come out of problem and go into solution. And that is very difficult when you do not have that. And we are not at liberty to give you that. The agreement between the family and all those it would be affected out of, it is their dominant frequency that would need to change as you are experiencing, and we realize it is very frustrating to you. You may not influence that family's vibration without their permission. And we are not speaking permission at a conscious human personality level. We are speaking permission at whatever it is that they're exploring, they have not yet reached that, their own personal goal in the exploration where they can shift into the solution oriented, into the love only, and dissipate the fear. And we want you to know we feel great compassion for your experiences. And we always encourage you to stay in touch with those aspects of emotion and yet still hold the consciousness that you're holding. And from where we see the pattern of frequency and the vibration, we do not see and experience things the way that you do. We see patterns and we see vibration, and we see that for you it feels like a balancing act. You feel almost like you're on a tightrope walking, balancing, balancing, balancing. And we say that's exactly what you are here to do. And if you continue choosing over and over and over, only holding love and not giving into the fear, it is the best support that you can give this family in their journey. It is all that you can give them in a way that could be received that would make a positive difference. And we know too, and we see that you would prefer it was yours to fix, it was yours to heal, it was yours to solve. And we remind you that in acceptance of all the contrast here and all that is, and if you re-listen to the taps earlier, you will know that we have been answering you all night.